You're listening to SBS News.
A drive-through clinic has been set up at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne to boost immunisation rates in children under five. In one of the cars is Megan Guzman and her four-month-old daughter, Margot.
It's great. We could just drive through and not have to worry about taking her out the car and taking her into a clinic.
20% of children are missing their routine immunisations for diseases such as whooping cough, measles and chickenpox. Sonia Elliott is one of the nurses at the drive-through clinic. She's concerned this could lead to an outbreak of preventable diseases when children go back to school or daycare.
You know, September, October is our chickenpox season, and we're really worried once restrictions are eased that we'll see, you know, large numbers of chickenpox cases.
Concerns about catching COVID-19 was the main reason parents gave for staying away from the clinics. Another 17% were afraid of infection on the way there, such as on public transport or in a taxi. And almost one-third of parents were feeling overwhelmed with too much else to worry about. The poll run by paediatrician Dr. Anthea Rhodes also found migrant parents were less likely to skip vaccination appointments than parents born in Australia.
Precautions are being taken, and it's really important that parents don't let fears about safety delay their preventative health care or any health care.
The research did have some positive news. 68% of parents say they're spending more time playing with their children during the lockdown. 70% are trying harder to prepare healthy food and teaching cooking skills. And Dr. Rhodes says three-quarters are finding at-home learning is going well.
We know where parents and children have a closer attachment, that can be really beneficial for that child's confidence, their development and their learning.
You can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.